Blog Talk Radio.
We all agree tonight, all of the speakers have agreed that America has a very serious problem. Not only does America have a very serious problem, but our people have a very serious problem. America's problem is
bugging. It's one or two suckers, ignorant brothers, trying to rob and steal from one another. You get caught in the mid. So to crush that stereotype, here's what we did. We got ourselves together so that you could unite and fight for what's right. Not negative cause. The way we live is positive. We don't kill our relatives.
Pop, 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 one is shot, who's to blame? Headline, front page, and rap, the name. MC Delight here to state the bottom line. The black on black crime was way before our time.
Sugar Brothers, life with a knife. That's cause he died a trifling death when he left his very last breath. Was I slept, so watch your step. Back in the 60s, our brothers and sisters were hanged. How could you gangbang? I never ever ran from the Ku Klux Klan, and I shouldn't have to run from a black man. Cause that
I don't agree with them. I'll prove them wrong. But right is what you're proving them.
KT before I leave for what I'm saying. Or we'll all be on our knees praying.
The heavy beat, deep in the heart of the matter. The self-destruction is served on a platter. Making a day, not failing to anticipate. They got greedy, so they fell for the bait. That makes them a victim, picked and plucked. New jack in jail, but just the best ever duck. There's no one around, cause in jail you're a number. They never took the time to wonder about
self-destruction.
Yes, we urge to merge. We live for the love of our people, the hope they get along. Getting a point to our brothers and sisters who don't know the time.
Boy, so we vote around.
Set in your head, you know our job to build and collect ourselves with intellect. To revolve, to evolve the self-respect.
Cause we got to keep ourselves in check, or else it's
Thank you for tuning in to We Talk Productions, one of the only platforms talking about black problems and black solutions. You are listening to The Elephant in the Room, and I'm your host, Shaka Zulu, a.k.a. Jamarian Harris. Tonight's episode on The Elephant in the Room, we're dealing with the black billion-dollar body part industry, the business of organ harvesting. I thought it would be an important subject matter to discuss, even though it doesn't seem like something normal to discuss because a lot of people doesn't know anything about it. But quite a few of us have heard about it in terms of organs coming up missing and, you know, black people getting shot and the cases is not being solved, you know. And so this is why I love my show. I love my show. Not just being arrogant or anything, because I play things other than the things that I say. You know, I put it in black and white, salt and pepper. I give it to you in black and white, what white people say and what black people say and others, you know. And so it's very imperative. Like, it's a lot of things to talk about that plagues the black community. There's many things to talk about. And so I dedicate the thing that I bring to my people every week, every Wednesday, my job is to raise the awareness of black people, whether they believe me or not. And so, you know, I want to start off because we're dealing with the billion-dollar body harvesting industry, you know, and black body parts, right, and how black organs are black people's organs are harvested. And it might sound like a Frankenstein movie or something like that, but it's totally true, you know. And so a lot of us don't think about it until it happens to us or our family members. Well, maybe not us because we're not going to be here, but we don't think about it until it happens to our family members. And so I'm going to start off with this clip right here. It's a 7-minute clip, and it's from the sister Rans Bay. She's giving her commentary, and it's not just what she's talking about. We're going to go into more depths of this conversation after she speak on what she's saying, and I'll give my commentary. I'll just start off with what she's saying in terms of the billion-dollar industry of body parts. You know, so check it out, y'all. I'll give my commentary after this segment, 7-minute segment. Check it out.
Wake up. Now one of the things that these people are doing when people are dying and the loved ones of dead relatives go to funeral homes and the like, and they pay mortuaries and morticians and funeral sites and whatever for burials of their people. And they go to the church for a funeral, and they go down the aisle. At some point, it's like, come down and view the body. Everybody will go down and view the body and walk past the casket and go either leave or sit back down or whatever the deal is. What we're not aware of, and this is the case even when you're doing cremation, they still have you go through this nonsense even when you go through cremation. Those of you that have experienced the death of a loved one, you should remember that they had, if you saw any portions of their body, their eyeballs were sewn shut. Frequently they had stitches up the back of their skull. Frequently they had stitches down the center of their torso. That is because There is a multi-billion-dollar industry in dead body organs, dead body parts, and the like. And it is not only melanin-rich people that are being robbed. All kinds of people, including would-be Europeans, are being robbed. The only point that I'm making is this multi-billion-dollar industry is such, but our body parts have a tendency to be worth more than other people's body parts. Even though they will try to tell you it doesn't matter what the race of a person is, once you get below the skin, they're all the same. So I don't know about you, but the last time I heard any European saying that was like never, that we're all the same. The only people that seem to buy into the whole we're all the same license is melanin-rich people. But what they've actually done is they go in to these dead bodies. You are at a funeral not realizing that the corneas of your loved ones have been sold and sold. If your people died in the hospital, within 24 hours of death is when your person's body organs are worth the most, things like hearts and whatever. A lot of these parts are extracted from your loved ones without your knowledge. Now, if you have a death in the family, you are grieving. You're not going to stand there and say, can you please take everything off? Open this person up. I want to see if the penis is missing. I need to know if the heart is missing. You're really not going to go there. But frequently, they have stolen the phallus or penis off of brothers. They have stolen the Achilles heels off of people. They have actually removed the bones from people. And you're at the funeral looking down in a coffin at someone who the inside of their body is classic PVC pipe because these fools have stolen the damn bones. The average individual doesn't know that these people are doing that, not to mention the fact that you're paying these people for burial to do this. So they're making money on you for paying. Then when they sell the body, now they report, right, and espouse that a human body or the body of man, a dead being, is worth $6,000 on the low end and $250,000 on the high end. And they're taking everything from the skin to the ligaments to the tendons to the Achilles heel to the kneecap to the shoulder to the elbow to the fingers to the eyeballs and the cornea. They're taking brains. I mean, they're taking everything they can get. And it's so bad that when you even pay for a cremation, because a lot of people, when people die, the average individual is not prepared. They're not ready. They don't have the Federal Reserve notes or financing or funding to handle these very expensive funerals. Oh, well, a pine box will cost this. If you want something other than a pine box, it's going to cost that. If you want to put a skirt around it, it's going to cost this. Before you know it, you're talking thousands of dollars, which a lot of our people don't have, especially if they have not established pre-need insurance or any of these other things to set up just in case. So they say, well, how much is cremation? Well, that's considerably cheaper. Instead of, you know, double-digit thousand, that's going to cost you $3,000 or $5,000. You may get lucky and find some place for the charge.
So look, y'all. So I had stopped it real fast. We have to understand, like, for example, like, there's a lot of hearsay. Like, how do we know this information if we wasn't there in the funeral home or at the hospital when the person had the surgery or they was pronounced dead? How do we know that they had their organs taken, right? And so, all right, that's a point. So I say allegedly, you know. And so we have to understand that there's a high demand for organs, first and foremost. That is true. That's no speculation or anything like that. And then when it comes to black folks, a lot of us are at the bottom of the spaghetti pile. What I mean by that, not saying it about us, myself, I'm just saying that because the way that we are treated amongst the global community. Like, if you do anything to anybody, at least do it to them. And so if anybody, organs that gets harvested or whatever that it gets done to, black people get done to them, there's not going to be any repercussions, you know. So I just wanted to paint that picture. And so I'm going to play some more clips, but I'm going somewhere with it, and I'm going to get to the commentary later. So check it out. I'll continue the video or the commentary. Check it out.
500 or 600. Now, what you do not know oftentimes is that when you get back the cremated body parts, or not body parts, the cremated ashes of your loved ones that have crossed over and made their transition, frequently the ashes that you are given are not even the ashes of the individual that you paid to have cremated. Oftentimes, you paid for a cremation, and these people have taken your loved one's body parts and dismembered and dismantled your loved one's body and sold everything in this market. And the Israelis are, that's one of their biggest businesses over in Israel, body parts. That's why the Israelis were one of the first people over in Haiti stealing body parts. They were outright murdering people for body parts. Just like in Katrina, people were being outright assassinated for body parts. Now, what a lot of people don't realize is you get this bag of ashes or urn of ashes, a lot of times it is the body parts of leftover people whose body parts they have sold and sold, and what was remaining that they didn't want to use that they burned, and they give this to you and go, here's your loved one. And it's not your loved one at all. Or it's some dead animal. And I have to thank one of my two stars, you know, for sharing, you know, Lady T. You know, she shared this information with me back in the day. And I knew about it, but I had no idea that it was that bad. I mean, it is to the point that they've gone from robbing graves to robbing people right out of these mortuary homes and whatever to actually murdering people for body parts. This is one of the reasons, I am sure, that they have started closing down emergency room trauma centers inside the inner city of the so-called hood, because they know that brothers are going to get knife shot and the whole nine. And it's like back in the 1800s, the early 1900s, where you try to go to an emergency room, it's like, oh, we don't treat colors. So you go to the next hospital, we're sorry, we don't treat colors. You go to another hospital, we're sorry, we don't treat niggers. Whatever the hell it is they're telling you these days. And by the time you finally get to a hospital that will actually treat a melanin-rich individual, well, shoot, your people are already dead.
I'm going to speak on what she just said real fast. It's like a minute and a half left in terms of what she has to say, maybe less. And what they had brought up in my mind was what's going on in Chicago. I say that because there's been so many shootings, whether it was because of the brothers and sisters shooting each other or some other hand that play a role in, that's in the cookie jar. And so the hospital in, like, the south side of Chicago that normally shooting victims go to, it's been so many shootings to where whoever the powers that be, they must have told the hospital, you can't, shooting victims can't come to this hospital. They have to go to another hospital. But the other hospital is, like, 20 or more minutes away. So mind you, this is very imperative that if somebody gets harmed, it's designed that they go to the hospital that's nearest by here in the United States of America. And just so happened, the protocols with the Chicago shootings was basically said to have, if it happens, they can't go to the hospital that's nearest to them. They have to go to a hospital that's further. And you know they're gonna come up with some type of excuse. You know that. And it amazes me that all of these shootings that happens in Chicago, I ain't saying ain't none of it's done by some brothers or whatever, some sisters. I'm not saying that. But ain't no way in the hell all those shootings are done by our brothers and sisters. And most of them goes unsolved. And there's no gun stores in Cook County in Chicago or anything like that. So where the hell are they getting the guns from, y'all? Where are they getting the guns from? And a lot of people getting shot in their head or in the upper torso area, right? Not saying they don't get shot nowhere else on their body, but I'm just saying. And then you have one weekend, I ain't trying to be... 50-something people got shot one weekend a couple of years ago in Chicago. None of it got solved. I smell a rat. Like, something is going on here. I'll get further with my story, but let me continue. Let me let the sister finish. Check this out.
that's the case with closing down.
I'm going to go back.
Emergency room trauma centers.
I'm going to go back. I'm going back.
And the Israelis are, that's one of their biggest businesses over in Israel. Body parts. That's why the Israelis were one of the first people over in Haiti stealing body parts. They were outright murdering people for body parts. Just like in Katrina, people were being outright assassinated for body parts. Now, what a lot of people don't realize is you get this bag of ashes or urn of ashes, a lot of times it is the body parts of leftover people whose body parts they were sold and sold. And what was remaining that they didn't want to use that they burned and they give this to you and go, here's your loved one. And it's not your loved one at all. Or it's some dead animal. And I have to thank one of my sea stars, you know, for sharing, you know, Lady T. You know, she shares this information with me back in the day. And I knew about it, but I had no idea that it was that bad. I mean, it is to the point that they've gone from robbing graves to robbing people right out of these mortuary homes and whatever, to actually murdering people for body parts. This is one of the reasons, I am sure, that they have started closing down emergency room trauma centers inside the inner city of the so-called hood, because they know that brothers are going to get knife shot and the whole nine. And it's like back in the 1800s, the early 1900s, where you try to go to an emergency room, it's like, oh, we don't treat colors. So you go to the next hospital, we're sorry, we don't treat colors. You go to another hospital, we're sorry, we don't treat niggers. Whatever the hell it is they're telling you these days. And by the time you finally get to a hospital that will actually treat a melanin-rich individual, well, shoot, your people are already dead. That's the case with closing down emergency room trauma centers in the hood. At least that's what they've done in the Los Angeles, California area. They have closed down every single emergency room trauma center inside the hood. Why? Because melanin-rich beings have something that people really, really need.
And so that's what the sister is saying. I see I got some new callers that just joined. I see a few people that just joined the call or whatever to listen. If you have any questions for future references, just press the number one. If you have any comment, anything to share, press the number one, and I can get to your call. And so, the sister talking about some real talk, man. And, like, I wanted to say this, just to piggyback off what she was just saying. I have a cousin here in Raleigh, North Carolina, and he works at a funeral home. I don't even have to say his name. I can name the funeral home, but I don't even have to say my cousin's name. But he works at Lee's Funeral Home. Or he used to work, I would say that. He used to work at Lee's Funeral Home here on Poole Road in Raleigh, North Carolina. Right? That's where I stay at. And so I remember he used to tell me how his job is to pick up dead bodies after an investigation, after somebody got killed. And also to pick up dead bodies from the mortuary or the mortician or wherever after it's been investigated when it's in the morgue. And I remember he told me his job is just to take them there to the morgue or to the hospital so they could be in the morgue. And he was telling me how these funeral directors, especially these black funeral homes, y'all, especially these black funeral homes, y'all, these funeral directors are in bed with these brokers. Who is the brokers that I'm talking about? You got white folks. You got white people, these crackers. You got white, rich motherfuckers. Some black people, too. But you got mostly white, rich white people, other people of other races that have money. And they got brokers that work for them. And those brokers' jobs are to find body parts. Like, okay, Miss Susan Adams, the white lady, she need a damn heart. She ain't looking so good. So you know what? We know what blood type she is, and we know whatever what she needs. But it ain't picking up fast enough. So we need to find a blood type or whatever, whatever. And so you got to understand when a car accident happened, that stuff get reported. How do you think lawyers cut? And this is very fast. When you get into a car accident, have you ever noticed so many letters come in the mail because some way, somehow, the lawyers or whatever firm, they found out that you got in a car accident, isn't it amazing that after you got into an accident, 24, 72 hours later, letters comes in the mail. How the hell do they know that you got into a car accident and you didn't even die? I'm just throwing that out there. Let alone passing away in a car accident or gunshot wounds or whatever happened. Black folks have the most sought after body parts. And the black market, we have a there's a black market that calls for these body parts. In China, the black market is $62,000 for a body part, for a kidney. That's the black market in China. But in American dollars, and that's the yen with China. They deal with the yen. Their dollar is called the yen. In America, a kidney is worth over $100,000. But black folks have the most sought after body parts. So let me go back. I see some new callers that just joined. I want to refresh y'all with what I'm talking about. I don't want to lose y'all, right? And I'm going to play more than what the sister's talking about. I just want to make a point here, right? I got many points to make. My show ends at 10 o'clock Eastern tonight. We got an hour and a half left or whatever. But check this out. I see some new callers that just joined. I just want to make a point. So check this out. This is sister talking about her own experience with funeral homes and how they deal with black folks and their body parts. So check it out.
Everything in this market, and the Israelis are, that's one of their biggest businesses. A double-digit thousand, that's going to cost you $3,000 or $5,000. You may get lucky and find some person to charge you $500 or $600. Now, what you do not know oftentimes is when you get back the cremated body parts, or not body parts, the cremated ashes of your loved ones that have crossed over and made your transition. Frequently, the ashes that you are given are not even the ashes of the individual that you paid to have cremated. Oftentimes, you paid for a cremation, and these people have taken your loved one's body parts and dismembered and dismantled your loved one's body and sold everything in this market. And the Israelis are, that's one of their biggest businesses over in Israel, body parts. That's why the Israelis were one of the first people over in Haiti stealing body parts. They were outright murdering people for body parts, just like in Katrina. People were being outright assassinated for body parts. Now, what a lot of people don't realize is you get this bag of ashes or urn of ashes, a lot of times it is the body parts of leftover people whose body parts they have sold and sold. And what was remaining that they didn't want to use that they burned, and they give this to you and go, here's your loved one. And it's not your loved one at all. Or it's some dead animal. And I have to thank one of my C-stars, you know, for sharing, you know, Lady T. You know, she shares this information with me back in the day. And I knew about it, but I had no idea that it was that bad. I mean, it is to the point that they're not, they've gone from robbing graves to robbing people right out of these mortuary homes and whatever, to actually murdering people for body parts. This is one of the reasons, I am sure, that they have started closing down emergency room trauma centers inside the inner city of the so-called hood, because they know that brothers are going to get knife, shot, and the whole nine. And it's like back in the 1800s, the early 1900s, where you try to go to an emergency room, it's like, oh, we don't treat colors. So you go to the next hospital, we're sorry, we don't treat colors. You go to another hospital, we're sorry, we don't treat niggers. Whatever the hell it is that they're telling you these days. And by the time you finally get to a hospital that will actually treat a melanin-rich individual, well, shoot, your people are already dead. That's the case with closing down emergency room trauma centers in the hood. At least that's what they've done in the Los Angeles, California area. They have closed down every single emergency room trauma center inside the hood. Why? Because melanin-rich beings have something that people really, really need. Yes, they're stealing body parts from Europeans also, who need to know that they're after your butt, too. These inbreeds don't give a rat's butt about you either. But when you're melanin-rich, young and or male, you are worth more to them dead than alive. This is one of the reasons why they have officially tagged all gang bangers as domestic terrorists.
Now, focus on that. I'm not about to play it back no further than that because I got some other clips. And I'll give my commentary some very short clips. You have to understand, black folks, because I see some more callers that just joined. You have to understand that the war that's being waged against us. Yes, we harm each other. Yes, we do things to each other. Yes, we cuss each other out, and we more likely to kill each other than somebody else. But we have to understand, overstand, and understand what the hell is going on. You know what I'm saying? And so that's very important with what the sister just said. That's why I chose this clip to play. And I got other things to back it up. But I just wanted to say something about that part. But check it out.
Whatever the hell it is that they're telling you these days, and by the time you finally get to a hospital that will actually treat a melanin-rich individual, well, shoot, your people are already dead. That's the case with closing down emergency room trauma centers in the hood. At least that's what they've done in the Los Angeles, California area. They have closed down every single emergency room trauma center inside the hood. Why? Because melanin-rich beings have something that people really, really need. Yes, they're stealing body parts from Europeans also, who need to know that they're after your butt, too. These inbreeds don't give a rat's butt about you either. But when you're melanin-rich, young and or male, you are worth more to them dead than alive. This is one of the reasons why they have officially tagged all gang bangers as domestic terrorists. This is one of the reasons why they are starting to officially tag Morris Americans, which they call African Americans with a sovereign citizen ideology, as domestic terrorist threats. Because just like the people of Guantanamo Bay, according to the Patriot Act, once you have been classified as terrorist, you are no longer entitled to any type of right or remedy, meaning you can be incarcerated without being told why. You are not allowed to have a phone call if they don't want to give you one. You're not entitled to one.
And so I wanted to play that, right? I wanted to play that. That's the end of that clip, right? So, oh, that's a conspiracy theorist. Ain't nobody doing it. The government would have been said something about it. Because we still don't understand. Why do you think when you get your identification card and when you go to the DMV or whatever your state is, it asks you, are you a donor? And if you say that you are a donor, it got a heart by your name or by your face or whatever, by your name. Why does it ask that? Now, I ain't gonna front. I'm not gonna lie. If it's like that and they gonna take my body part, whether I got some say so or not, I'd rather to sign some type of will to say, look, if anything happened to me, my kidneys should go to my aunt or my brother. My lungs should need to go to my uncle. You know what I'm saying? If anything happened to my organs, I want to write a will to where this is going to go to this person, this is going to go to that person. Or if they sell my organs like they do and they don't tell my family about it, then damn, if you don't sell it, then give my people, give my family, give my children, give my mom, out of $25,000, give them $15,000. Give them $12,000, $10,000. You know what I'm saying? But we're looking at our family members that's at funerals. We're looking at our family members in a casket at funerals. Don't nobody ask. Let me pick them up to see if they got staples in their back. Even if they had a stroke. You know what I'm saying? Let me lift them up to see if they have staples. Ain't nobody going to ask to lift their family member up to see if they got staples in their back, to see if some body part got taken away from them. They already know this. The mortician's job, the people at these funeral homes' job, is to make the body up as good as possible, as if they were just as good as being alive, to be presentable to the family members. Not knowing that The organs was harvested. The organs was taken. The fucking pupils, certain bones. And then they take the bones in our people's bodies and they replace it with PVC pipe. PVC pipe is that white pipe that we see up under our seats. Certain seats don't got the metal pipe. They got the PVC plastic white pipe. That's the same white pipe they put and replace in our people's bodies to make them look good enough at the damn funeral. Let me keep it further, because y'all probably think I'm tripping. I see more people that just tuned in. I'll get to the callers. Just press number one when y'all got any commentary. I'm going to go to the next one, right? Because I'm tripping, right? I don't know what I'm talking about. They ain't just talking to black folks. They talking to other people. But check this out. This is a young brother out of Atlanta. His name is Kendrick Johnson. This was 5 years ago. But I'm painting the picture for y'all, right? The brother was found rolled up in his high school gym mat. A black brother was found rolled up in his high school gym mat. And his parents was told that he was just found in the gym mat with his shoe across the gym. But he was found with no organs. His heart was taken and other parts of the organ was taken, right? So his family got his body exhumed and his body was filled with newspapers. The newspaper that his body was filled with was to make him look good at the damn funeral, to make him look like he was just as good as living, right? And so check this out. I'll give you my commentary. Check it out.
So rallies, marches, and sit-ins, and the announcement of a federal investigation with the death of Kendrick Johnson, I will follow the facts wherever they lead. CNN has learned FBI agents are now conducting interviews in South Georgia. Kendrick's parents, Kenneth and Jacqueline Johnson, recently sat with investigators for nearly 3 hours. The Johnsons want to know what happened to their son. It's a question Jacqueline Johnson first asked 1 year ago.
Hi, I'm 911. Where's your emergency?
Yes, I'm calling. My son had wanted to come home from school, and he still haven't got here.
Hey, what's your son's name?
Kendrick Johnson.
That was January 10th, 2013. That afternoon, the 17-year-old ran into the old gym at Lowndes High School. The following day, Kendrick Johnson was found dead, upside down in a rolled gym mat. The Johnsons never believed he died accidentally after getting stuck while reaching for this shoe, as Lowndes County investigators determined.
They know something happened in their gym, and they don't want to come out.
The Johnsons exhumed Kendrick's body and hired an independent pathologist who determined Kendrick died from blunt force trauma to the neck, not an accident. Lowndes County Lieutenant Stride Jones spoke with CNN in May, the day after the sheriff's office closed its case.
It was not a rash decision that was leapt to by any means. I mean, we've drawn this out, done a thorough investigation, and we think we've covered all bases.
As the FBI conducts its interviews, CNN is taking an in-depth look at the account of the first interviews in Kendrick Johnson case, conducted by the Lowndes County Sheriff's Office.
And we've interviewed slightly over 100 and something people during this investigation. That included students, teachers, some parents that, had access during the time period of question there.
We examined every incident report included in the 522-page investigative file. According to the file, Lowndes County investigators interviewed 111 people, including 7 school employees, 3 medical responders, and more than 90 students.
It started on January 11th when Kendrick Johnson was found at Lowndes High School.
The file reveals sheriff's investigators interviewed 18 people the day Kendrick Johnson was found. We took that information to HLN analyst, a former police officer, and member of the FBI response team, Mike Brooks.
I want to interview someone that day, that night, or maybe the following day while things are still fresh in your mind.
However, the documents reveal most interviews occurred months later. Here's the breakdown. Investigators interviewed 33 people in the month of January, just 4 in February, 1 in March, and 72 of the 111 interviews were conducted in April, 1 more in May.
But months later, you start to leave out possibly some crucial pieces of information, because it's in your mind. Sometimes you can recall things that you might not have recalled that particular day, but to a couple days, maybe even a week after it happened. I say week on the outside, but not months, Victor, not months.
Remember, Kendrick's body was found January 11th. The first emergency medical technicians called to the scene initially for a reported cardiac arrest were interviewed April 17th. The paramedic who noticed bruising to Kendrick's jaw and considered the gym to be a crime scene was interviewed April 18th. The janitor who cleaned the gym where the body was found yards from these blood streaks on a wall were among the last to be interviewed on April 26th. Local investigators believe the blood is unrelated. However, they've never found whose blood it was or how it got there. And according to their report, the investigators did not ask the janitors about that blood. And look again at the school surveillance video. This was the last time Kendrick Johnson was seen alive. There were other students in the gym, but the investigators' reports have no record of interviews with any of these students.
I looked at the crime scene investigation, evidence collection, the autopsy, the interviews were done and were not done in a timely fashion. This is a sloppy case from the get-go.
After the U.S. attorney announced the federal investigation, the attorney for the Lowndes County Sheriff's Office wrote to CNN in part, "While Sheriff Klein has every confidence that his officer's investigation was handled with the necessary diligence to assure that all leads were examined and exhausted, he welcomes the U.S. attorney's further review of the case." The Johnsons and their supporters now hope the FBI will get an answer to their question. What happened to Kendrick Johnson?
So I see a caller with their hand up. You know, I'll get my commentary, but let me get to the caller real fast. Last four digits, 0857. I just unmuted your phone. You have anything to say, caller? Caller, last four digits, 0857. Do you have anything to say? I see you with your hands up. All right. Well, I'm gonna have to mute you again. Matter of fact, I'll keep you unmuted. If you have anything to say, just chime in. All right, so basically what you were just hearing, y'all, was just a brother I was just talking about, Kendrick Johnson, in Georgia, in Atlanta, that was found in this high school gym that unconscious, but they found out he was dead. You know, and the excuse was he was reaching for his shoe, and he ended up dead in the gym that. But it was never solved. The case was never solved. And his family members had his body exhumed. They paid like $2,000 or something like that to get his body exhumed. And they found out that newspaper was stuffed inside of his body. And he died from blunt force trauma to the neck versus the excuse that the school gave. And so, caller, last four digits, 0857. You have anything to say? I unmuted your phone. All right, well, I muted. So check this out. This is another footage. This is some other footage by the sister Kanika Jenkins, and I'm pretty sure some of us is familiar with her story, but for some of us it's not, and for some of us that are, I need to expound more on this, so I'll go ahead and play it. It's like a minute and 21 seconds. So check this out. I'll give you my commentary after this call. Hold on 1 second, y'all. Here we go.
What happened inside the Crown Plaza, Chicago O'Hare? That's the question many are asking of hotel management after the body of Kanika Jenkins was found in a freezer early Sunday morning.
If you've seen her going to a freezer or being carried to a freezer, then you need to prove that.
The 19-year-old's family talked to reporters a few hours after the heartbreaking discovery.
That's my baby.
I cannot live like when I fell in.
Jenkins' family says she was at the hotel with some friends at a party, but around 4:30 Saturday morning, the friends called to say they couldn't find Jenkins, but had her cell phone and truck key.
It had to be someone in that room that had, because they walked in the hotel at 1:13, and they seen that two something. That's when they realized that she was lost. That's not adding up.
Family members went to the hotel, but say staff told them a missing persons report needed to be filed in order to look at surveillance video. Family says police also weren't helpful, but eventually looked at the video and told them,
we saw her on the video at 3:20 a.m. in the morning, staggering. Here's the exact word. She was so drunk that she couldn't hold herself up. She was holding on to the wall. Someone put her refrigerator. Then she closed the door behind her.
Martin believes if someone had looked at the video sooner, her daughter could have been saved.
To me, I feel like they helped kill my child. The police department.
You see, and so I'm showing something here. I'm showing a pattern. You know, by me saying what I'm saying, oh, he's a conspiracy theorist, and it's whatever. But I wasn't there. I don't know exactly 100% what happened to the young sister. But at the same time, there's a pattern, like I just said. And the pattern is, how is it that so many more black people get missing and it goes unsolved? And when it is kind of solved, the damn body parts is missing. What kind of shit is that? You know what I'm saying? And so let me get back to the – let me see if the caller ready to speak again, because I see the caller with their hand up. Caller, I'm about to unmute you again. Last four digits, 0857. Do you have anything to say? 0857. I see you with your hands up. All right, I'll mute you again. All right, so that's what I want to expound on. Is the fact is, like, in Washington, D.C. area, the East Coast area, I remember reading something pertaining to the kidnappings of a lot of black women. And since 2011, according to Pew Research Center, since 2011, over 60-something thousand, maybe 64, 60-something thousand black women has been kidnapped. Not one of those damn cases has been solved. So I smell a rat. You know, we could talk about anything all the time, anytime. Right? We talk about the football game, talk about what movie we've seen lately. But what's not talked about, or one of the things that's not talked about, is where's our sisters? And a lot of us got the mentality of, well, I'm glad it didn't happen to my sister. I'm glad it didn't happen to my family member. When that shit happened to that sister, that was my family member. Why do I say that? Because that could have happened to one of my family members. And somebody else might have would have said, I'm glad that's not my family member, and I would have whooped their ass by saying it. Because that could have been their family member. And plus, that's a sister. That's somebody that's like us. You see what I'm saying? And so, check this out. We got 12 more minutes before the show ends. So I want to play this last clip. Because we're dealing with the billion-dollar black body part industry, the business of organ harvesting, right? And so this is an Army veteran, right? This dude, big as hell, swole. This dude, like 6'4", about 240, 250, 250 pounds, right? And his organs ended up coming up harvested. Like, damn, I'm only 142, 5'7". Like, damn. Like, you know what I'm saying? So check this out, right? Let me go to this clip. I'll get my commentary after I get this play this footage. Check it out.
All I do is think about my child. What happened?
Bruce Palmer says it's been torture since April 9th, 2018. Everett Palmer Jr. was on his way from Delaware to Queens to visit family. He stopped off in York, Pennsylvania to take care of an outstanding warrant having to do with a DUI. 2 days later, his family is told he died in police custody. And now, more than a year later, they still don't know how or why he died.
The information that we are receiving in a very piecemeal style tells us that Everett Palmer was tased. It tells us that Everett Palmer was restrained.
I think he was murdered. That's what I think.
The 41-year-old Army veteran died after an incident, quote, following excited state and that he hit his head on the cell door and was restrained. His body was returned to his family, but missing the heart, throat, and brain. It's not unusual for organs to be removed and held after autopsies. However, the family has...
Whatever I say or whatever I do on my show is strategically for a reason. It might be over some people's heads. Some people might tune in and tune out. I just played 1, 2, 3, 4. I played 4 different clips, right? And I gave my own commentary on top of people knowing somewhat about some of the stuff already. This is a 6'4", 250-pound, big, swole-ass black man. You would think twice before you think about putting... It'd take, even if you had 4 dudes with you, you would think twice about putting your hands on this dude, right? Man ain't got no record. How the hell his brain, throat, and other parts of his body ended up missing? And a year later, they can't even figure out, or they don't want to figure out, because the powers that be, what happened to that man's body. So that makes me wonder, like, okay, all right, if something happened to my family member or a friend that I lost, a loved one that I lost, or a child that was lost, God forbid, I think in my mind, like, what the hell are they doing with the body parts? Because, listen, this, man, this shit is Frankenscience, man. This shit is a game. Some people probably listen to what I'm saying, like, man, that's some bullshit, bro. Like, that's some... Man, check this out, man. I'm going to play this again. Check it out.
What happened? Bruce Palmer says it's been torture since April 9th, 2018. Everett Palmer Jr. was on his way from Delaware to Queens to visit family. He stopped off in York, Pennsylvania to take care of an outstanding warrant having to do with a DUI. 2 days later, his family is told he died in police custody. And now, more than a year later, they still don't know how or why he died.
The information that we are receiving in a very piecemeal style tells us that Everett Palmer was tased, tells us that Everett Palmer was restrained.
I think he was murdered. That's what I think.
The 41-year-old Army veteran died after an incident, quote, following an excited state, and that he hit his head on the cell door and was restrained. His body was returned to his family, but missing the heart, throat, and brain. It's not unusual for organs to be removed and held after autopsies. However, the family has sought to get samples of the organ so their own pathologist can do testing, but has gotten pushback.
An in-custody death demands a certain level of transparency that has been lacking on behalf of New York County.
Methamphetamine toxicity was also cited in the ME's report, but the Palmers say no drugs were on him and he never used meth. The coroner has ruled out death from natural causes and suicide, but the cause of death remains inconclusive. The Palmers are now also seeking any video of Everett while he was in custody. Until they have answers, loved ones say they will have no peace, clinging to their memories of a veteran paratrooper, a son, a brother, and a dad of 2 boys.
You referred to him in the past as a gentle giant, and that's what he was.
And my son was a good young man, kind-hearted, loved everyone. No one deserves this.
York County officials have said they cannot comment because this is an ongoing investigation. Shirley.
So I wanted to play that before I ended my show. We got like 7 minutes left. I'm going to check one more time. Because I see the caller with the hand up. Caller, last 4 digits, 0857. Do you have anything to say? Can you hear me, caller? All right. I'll keep it moving. All right. So, basically, to wrap the show up, you know, we have to, my goal as an individual, you know, change begins with self, is to raise the awareness of people, especially black people, that doesn't know this information. Whether it's overwhelming or not. And it could be unaccepted and it could be overwhelming or whatever, like I just said. But my goal is to, as the individual, to raise the awareness of my people especially the people that doesn't understand, black folks that doesn't understand what's really going on. Even though it seemed like something too hard on the brain. But we can't stop everything, but we can't put brakes on some. We can stop a lot of things, but we could put some brakes on a lot of other things that we can't necessarily stop. And so just by being aware of things like this, you be more conscious of, you know, how you raise your children, being more mindful of, you know, walking a woman to her car, you know, being more of a gentleman, you know, because if something happened, God forbid, to somebody that we love, pertaining to what we just heard in terms of their body being, their organs being harvested or whatever, we don't want to hear, oh, my family member, brain was missing, their throat was missing, their heart was missing. Not, and we can't even find the damn person that did it. Like, that's crazy. And so, like, I end all my shows. Like, I end all my shows, I ended on an African sand. And the word that I focus on is Ubuntu. And how I explain it is, there was a white anthropologist that went to Africa, and he had the black children to play a game. He took a basket of fruit and sat it by a tree. And the white anthropologist told the black children, the first person that gets to the tree, that runs to the tree and gets to the tree and grab the fruit, they win. And they get to eat the basket of fruit by themselves. And so instead, the children ran to the tree together. The black children ran to the tree together holding hands. And one brother picked up the basket of fruit. One young brother picked up the basket of fruit. And they ran back holding hands. And they all sat in a circle after the brother put the basket of fruit in the middle of the circle. And they all started to share the fruit together. And so the white anthropologist asked the young brother that picked up the fruit, that won in his eyes, he asked him, why didn't you eat the fruit by yourself? You won. You picked it up. You got to the fruit first. And the young brother responded, Ubuntu. The white anthropologist could not understand what that word was, so he asked his translator, what does Ubuntu mean? And the translator told the white anthropologist that Ubuntu means, how can one be happy when everyone else is sad? Let's come together, black folks. We got to do better than this.
We all agree tonight, all of the speakers have agreed, that America has a very serious problem. Not only does America have a very serious problem, but our people have a very serious problem. America's problem is
bugging. It's one or two suckers, ignorant brothers, trying to rob and steal from one another. You get caught in the mid. So to crush that stereotype, here's what we did. We got ourselves together so that you could unite and fight for what's right. Not negative cause. The way we live is positive. We don't kill our relatives.
Pop, 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 want a shot, who's to blame? Headline, front page, and rap, the name. MC Delight here to state the bottom line. The black on black crime was way before our time.
Took a brother's life with a knife. That's cause he died of trifling death when he left his very last breath. Was I slept, so watch your step. Back in the 60s, our brothers and sisters were hanged. How could you gangbang? I never ever ran from the Ku Klux Klan, and I shouldn't have to run from a black man. Cause that's
ready to party. Money in your pocket, dying to move your body. To get inside, you pay the whole $10. Got safe with a razor blade, tape to your collar. Leave the guns and the crack and the knives alone. In
more. You ain't